phlebotomist, is that how you say it, in our midst. If you'd like, she's already gone through all the necessary things to be able to draw blood, but she's doing practice things if you'd like to. Oh, Brother Nathan, it didn't take her but 14 times to hit a blood vein. Oh, is that what she said? 14 times. She said, no, it wasn't but four. Well, anyhow. Yeah. Yeah, she asked me, would I help her? I said, hey, yes, I will. 3 days after I'm dead. Feel free. Draw all the blood you can. Anyhow, that's good. No, I just want to commend her for all of that business there, and we're glad for that. And, nonetheless, you need somebody to practice on and practice. You might want to see Lindsay if you'd like to see how that feels and all that right there. Take your Bible, if you will, in the book of Psalm, and we'll be looking there in chapter 150. Psalm 150, verse number 1. If you find the place you're able to stand, we'll stand together and look there in that passage there real quick this evening. Praise ye the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Now, Father, we ask Your blessings upon the reading of the Word. We do thank You for it and how good it is to be once again back here in the house of God. Bless, I pray, these requests that have been mentioned. We know that Thou art God. Beside Thee, there is none else. Lord, we pray You'd have Your will and Your way in our lives. And Lord, may we look with great anticipation to Thy soon coming again. We say with the men and women and prophets and apostles of old, even so come, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. And be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight on Praise Ye the Lord. You know, here in the last five chapters here in the Psalm, it starts out with that. Praise ye the Lord, it says every time. And let me say to you that if there's anybody worthy to be praised, it is the Lord and the Savior Jesus Christ. That's the reason why the last five Psalms lines it up that way. Because He wants you to be able to know and recognize there's only one that's worthy to be praised. And that is the name of the Lord God of glory, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. First of all, let me say to you, when you look into that, whenever He says, praise ye the Lord, it's a personal thing. Here we are sitting here in the building tonight, and when He said, praise ye, that's personal. And let me tell you, is that only you can receive the word of the Lord, and only you can render praise unto Him. Somebody may want to be able to render praise unto God. You may get on in on it with them, but it's going to have to come from your heart if you're going to magnify the Lord. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at tonight, you'll find that God's the only one that can save a soul. You know that's what happened to Baptists? They got to thinking they could help God along and hurry things up. God is the only one that can save your soul. You are the only one that can receive it. And if you have received it, and I hope you have, if you've received it, He not only saved you, but He sealed you into the day of redemption. But if you're not saved tonight, it's not God's fault, because He's the only one that can save you, but you're the only one that can receive Him. When God comes knocking on a heart's door, if He's knocking on your heart, I guarantee you right now is He's trying to get your attention. In this Bible lesson we're looking at, you know, it's sad when you look up and down the road of life and you see people that never have had a word of praise unto God out of their mouth, not one time. I've got kin folks that are like that. I'm talking about here I am, 1 foot in the grave and the other in sliding not too far in behind down the road. And let me tell you right up front, I've got people that have been near and dear in my family and acquaintances that never one time have they ever rendered praise and thanksgiving unto God. In this lesson that we're looking at, is that it's a personal thing. Next of all, notice not only that, but it's toward the right person, the Lord God of glory. Look at that. And do you know whenever He says there in that one passage, praise ye the Lord, let me tell you, nobody can call Him Lord except the Spirit of God leads and guides direction. You ever notice when you're talking to somebody, they don't ever call Him Lord with any confidence. They don't call Him Lord with any comfort. They'll say, well, you know, I was talking to God. You see? Because you can't be comfortable using the name Lord if He's not your Lord and Savior. And I'll say to you that when you begin to look into this, we've heard it over and over again. You know, tonight, if you weren't saved by the grace of God, our desire and hope to God would be that He'd come knocking on your heart, you'd repent toward God, by faith believe the Lord Jesus Christ, and receive Him in the free pardon of sin. That'd be our heart's desire and that our prayer to God. But I got to tell you right now is that there's a many a person in the world that we're living in that absolutely have no regard for God and that which is good, right, moral, and decent. And when they do talk to God, they talk about Him as though, you know, He's out there somewhere. But He's not your Lord until He becomes your Savior and Lord of your life. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, let me tell you that number one is that because of who that He is, He's our sermon. I remember whenever these gals were up here singing, "It's just Jesus, that's all I know." What a great song that is. I'm going to tell you, that's the only sermon we got. That's the only song that we've got. He's our sermon. He's our salvation. And let me tell you, there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, the world wants you to be able to have it your way, and they want to have it their way. I mean, just don't bother me. I've had people tell me, "Well, now, preacher, look, I've got my own ideology about this. You have it your way, I'll have it my way." Well, that ain't the way that it is. This is not my way that I'm preaching here tonight. This is God's way that He's given through His only begotten Son. I say to you, when you look into it, that He's our sermon, and by the way, He's our salvation. And then not only that, but He's our song. And whenever we're singing praises unto the Lord, over in Psalm 147, verse 1, "Praise ye the Lord for His good, to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely." It's right to sing praises unto God. And I got to tell you something right now. When I talk to the Lord, I'm not talking as a stranger. I'm talking as a child of the King, buddy. Whenever I talk, God listens. You know why? Because I'm His, and He's my Father, and I'm His Son. And if you can say that tonight, then He knows, well, this is one of my daughters that's talking. And I promise you right now is He'll never put you on a hold. You'll never be too busy for you. Is that you'll find that when the Lord has been able to speak to my heart and speak to your heart, it's because of the fact that He's our song, and it's good to be able to sing praises unto His name. Not only that, but look in Psalms 149, verse 1. "Praise ye the Lord and sing praise unto the Lord a new song." See, I've got a new song. And I want to tell you something right now. I'm not knocking it, and this may be your favorite song, and if it is, I don't even want to know different. But I remember, you know, when them country western singers came on to sing, one of them, you know, was singing, "Why me, Lord?" I wonder that now. He's, you know, womanizer, drunk, and this and that, Chris Christopherson, and in that Hollywood crowd, he ain't long from checking out. And I want to say to you that, if you will, is that there's just a host of other people there that have got some kind of song. Me and Jesus got our own thing going. It was part of His song. There was another one. It was on every jukebox in the country. And they sung it in every church that was across. "One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus." I got to tell you something. He's not just sweet Jesus. He's the Lord Jesus. And He's to be rendered due respect. And whenever you call upon the name of the Lord, it's something that He is worthy to be praised. I want you to notice something else about that if you will, is that in the verse that we've read tonight for our text, "Praise ye the Lord, look, praise ye in His sanctuary." Now, here we are in the house of God tonight. And that's the sanctuary of God. The house of God is the sanctuary of God. In fact, is that when you begin to look into the Bible, do not turn there, but in the book of Psalm 77, about verse number 13, he says, "Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary." You know the reason why there's so many people that are in church and out of church and more out and are in? And I'm not talking about being providentially hindered or something beyond your control. I'm talking about people, you know, that are just too busy for God. Do you know the reason why it's that way? Because they've never been placed into the sanctuary. I noticed something about whenever the Bible said the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. See, Jesus loved the church, gave Himself for the church, founded the church. Upon this rock, He said, I'll build my church. And when He saves a soul, He adds to the church daily such as should be saved. Now, I want to tell you something over in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3, and it's about verse number 21. You're going to need to remember where that passage is. Mark it down in your heart and soul, if not even the margin of your Bible already. Unto him be glory in the church. Now, I want to tell you, Jesus not only established the church, loved the church, gave himself for the church, but buddy, whenever he saves a soul, he adds it to the church. And when he comes again, he's coming to take the church of the living God, the bride of Christ, out unto himself. Now, I want you to watch this. You're going to have family and friends. Well, you know, I don't believe you have to go to church in order to be able to worship God. That Bible said unto him be glory in the church. You know, in church, you ain't bringing glory to God. Well, you know, where two or three are gathered together, there I am in the midst of them. That has nothing to do with the church that's already established and the church, that buddy, that he's added you to. That has nothing. Listen, next time somebody tells you that, say, well, where'd you send your offering to? I mean, you gave tithes and offering when you met in your little church. Where's your tithe and offering at? Oh, well, our preacher didn't require that. I see. Okay. Well, we're not talking about our preacher. We're talking about the word of the Lord. Unto him be glory in the church. Now, can you bring glory to God out on the riverbank? Sure. If you don't try to slide out on the church of the living God, I can get out there, buddy, and preach a sermon, get out there and be able to sing a song, get out there and enjoy a service, but not at the expense of what Jesus founded and what Jesus established, and I'm talking about the local church. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, you'll find the church is the sanctuary. He calls it the church. He calls it the sanctuary. He calls it a family, the family of God, the bride of Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be a part of the family of God. I say to you that whenever you and I are here tonight and gathered together like this, is that it's a sad saying, but there's people in this world that go through life with no church whatsoever involved. Now, you know the reason why it's that way? Because they have no God. And you know the reason why it's that way is because they're busy with themselves and they're raising or rearing up their family without God. That's just the only way you can slice it. And let me tell you, that's a sad beginning and that's a sadder end. In this lesson that we're looking at, you'll find out, we don't want to spend too much time getting bogged down. My heart's heavy about it. But the world is about to lose a real warrior for Christ, and they don't even know it, and neither do they care. Yes. But I guarantee you, God cares. Yes. You can believe God cares. All this gals ever wanted was her family to be in the house of God. Amen. And let me tell you, they'll fight you tooth and toenail, go every direction they possibly can, get involved neck deep and eyeball deep in religion. But let me tell you, they're not interested in the work of God or the Word of God or the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you, that's a sad beginning and a sadder end for people like that. Last but not least tonight, I want to say to you, it's not just personal. Hey, what a powerful message that it is. Do you know that the Bible said that he is our shield? In fact, is that the shield of faith is what he's talking about. If you read over in Ephesians chapter number 6, and it was about verse number 16, he talks about the shield, and you'd better carry that shield of faith so you can quench the fiery darts of the devil. Now, if you've been saved any length of time, you already know that there's a hell and a devil that's running up and down the road doing what he can to devour whom that he can. Now, I want you to watch. Is that they're going to be people shoot fiery darts at you. I've had a young preacher too, you know, they take a church and they think, man, this is great. I'm going to take this church. And it ain't long until they've got a little rust on the blade and somebody's stirring up a stink. And they'll call me up. I had a man call me one time. Man, should pray for me. I'm having trouble. I don't know. I feel like somebody's talking about me bad in the church. I said, are you preaching the word of the Lord? Oh, yeah. Have you been holding back on anything? Oh, no. Trying to live right and walk right, you tell? Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, then I can promise you without a doubt that they're talking about you. And some of them ain't liking it. And let me tell you, you cannot preach to please a congregation. You got to preach to be able to please the Lord if it inherits the world, the devil, and everybody else in it. That's true. I got to say to you, make no mistake about it, that whenever you look into this Bible, that every time that somebody shoots a fiery dart, phew, this word right here, I put it out. and if you're staying where you ought to stay in the book and in fellowship with God, then shame on the rest of the world. Old Lester Roloff used to say, you know, I'm glad I found out what God said about this or that, and I feel sorry for those that have never discovered it as yet. That's a good thing. You get your head in the Word and get the Word in your heart and ask God to hide it in your heart that, number one, you might not sin against God, and that, number two, you might teach transgressors His ways. I'll tell you here of late that I've noticed. I've seen people that I've been, you know, that used to be here in this church. And every now and again I see them up and down the road, and I try to be kind and I try to be courteous. And, you know, sometimes, when I say, yeah, I'm going to stick my hand out and offer to shake hands with you. And if you stick your hand out, I'm going to shake your hand, even if I would throw up on you if I could. But, you know, every now and again, what I'm going to do, they just want to show you what an ass they are. They're not going to shake your hand. You go to church and listen to the Word and all that business and make them feel bad, they're not going to shake your hand. Huh? Yeah. In other words, I go up and I say, hey, what you say there, Brother Nathan, Brother Dylan, going down the road and line, so forth and on. Brother Eddie, I changed his name back to his original that his mama gave him. I call him Brother Edward. People go, then, what's he calling Brother Edward for? Well, that's what his mama called him. Now, that don't bother him. If he says it bothers me, I'm going to tell him, hey, take it up with your mama. Don't make me tell your mama on you. I said, all I'd be able to say this is that, hey, did you know that the Bible says over in Proverbs 30 and about verse number 5, every word of God is pure. Yes. He is our shield unto them that put their trust in Him. I can tell you what you can do, and it don't matter if hell and high water come against you. If everybody you know turns against you. Hey, listen, do you know the Apostle Paul finally went at the end of the road said, only Luke is with me. Yes, he was a physician. He is a doctor. I mean, there was a man that absolutely, they forsook, they fled, and went every direction. I remember the Lord Jesus Christ, and I can tell you right now is that he was the most hated preacher on the face of this earth. And I want to tell you something else on top of that, is that make no mistake about it, he didn't have a hernia on his lung or a bunion on his tongue, and whenever he stood and cried out unto God in heaven and to the Lord, they knew that the Lord God of glory had just got through speaking to him. And they wanted to kill him. They wanted to get rid of him. He said, if they've done that to me and hated me, they'll hate you. See? I think what we want sometime, if we're not careful, is to be more popular than really and truly what we ought to be. I got to say, and we'll be done, I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I can praise the name of the Lord. And shame on the devil, there ain't nothing he can do about it. There ain't nothing he can do about it. I've been saved and secure and sealed until the day of redemption. Now, do I ever have much trouble with the devil? About like you do. All flesh. Sometimes he'll sit in your lap. And then he'll go to talking about things you deserve better than what you're getting. He'll go to talking to you about the Lord. And it ain't long until you'll be signing up with him. And then it ain't long after that, God smacked in your heart and you feel like the sorriest low life that's ever breathed the breath of air. You know why? Because you're a child of the King. You can't talk about the Heavenly Father like that and get by with it. I don't know about you, but if I were you, I'd just check up and say, hey, when's the last time you really poured your heart out to God with praise and thanksgiving? I want to thank you, Lord, for what you've done. I want to thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. I don't know what we're going to face, but, Lord, thou knowest. And I'm asking you that you'd have your will and your way. Help me to be in touch and fellowship with thee and to leave here shouting when it comes my time to go. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. And as we pray, Father, thank you for loving us even while we Lord, we've got some people that we have been praying about earnestly as we know how. We're asking you, Lord, to help us face the days ahead with them. And dear God, we pray you'd strengthen them in the inner man. Do something, Lord, so miraculous that only you can get the glory for it. We'll say thank you in advance for that in Jesus' name.